Yesterday we were discussing the minhag in the Ramah in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet to eat dairy on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, on the first day of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Ramah writes. And we mentioned the discussion, Darkei Tshuva, various minhagim as to how and when to fulfill this minhag of eating dairy. And one of the approaches we mentioned was that of the stipler Gon Zatzal, as quoted in Sefer Ochas Rabbeinu, and his minhag was to eat a dairy meal first night of Shavuos and a meat meal the first day of Shavuos. Living in Eretz Yisrael, he only had one day, so that was what he did for Shavuos. And we explained the logic based on the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva in Yoredeya writes in Siman Pei Tes that the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Samach Hei writes that Simchas Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh is de'oraisa on the one hand, but at the same time he writes that there is no chiyuv to eat basar specifically, but you can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha through whatever manner of simcha one enjoys. So that's one important component, that one can perform the mitzvah of simcha in a way that one enjoys, lav dafka, that one has to eat dafka basar. And a second Shagas Aryeh, the first one was Siman Samach Hei, the second one is Siman Samach Vav, where he says that the chiyuv de'oraisa of simcha is only during the day, but at night the chiyuv of simcha is only drabanan. So Darkei Tshuva said, well, if at the night of Yom Tov the chiyuv of simcha is only drabanan, and on top of that you have the Shagas Aryeh who says that the simcha bizman hazeh altogether is lav dafka basa, but is whatever one enjoys. So then, betzir of those two shitos, there is good reason to argue that one can eat the suda of dairy on the night of Shavuos. So that was the logic quoted yesterday from the Darkei Tshuva. So I wanted to give just a little added background to the halacha of Simcha on Yom Tov, and especially with regard to the mitzvah of Simcha on the night of Yom Tov. The Gemara Psachim Adaf Ayin Aleph on the pasuk of V'hayisa Ach Sameach, the Gemara says that pasuk V'hayisa Ach Sameach is teaching me that even the last night of Yom Tov, night of Shmini Atzeres, there is a chiyuv of Simcha. The Gemara says maybe the pasuk is coming to teach me that the first night of Yom Tov there is a chiyuv of Simcha. The Gemara says no. Ach is an exclusion. Ach is a miut. Ach Sameach teaches me there is no chiyuv min haTorah of Simcha the first night of Yom Tov. And the Gemara asks, why? Why would you think to say that there is no chiyuv Simcha on the first night, but yet there is the chiyuv Simcha on that last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says the difference is as follows. The last night is preceded by a day on which there is a chiyuv of Simcha. The first night is preceded by a weekday, Erev Yom Tov. There's no chiyuv Simcha on Erev Yom Tov. The male has no chiyuv Simcha the first night of Yom Tov. Masha'en Kein, the last night of Yom Tov is preceded by a day of Yom Tov, and therefore there is a chiyuv Simcha on that last night of Yom Tov. What emerges clearly from the Gemara Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph is that there is no chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov min haTorah the first night of Yom Tov, because the preceding day was Erev Yom Tov, it was Chol. There was no Simcha on the preceding day, hence that first night of Yom Tov is no mitzvah of Simcha min haTorah either.
If we say on a Friday that Friday night is
no Oneg and Simcha are distinct, two different mitzvahs. You're asking your question, you're saying, why is there such a Svara that just because on Erev Yom Tov there's no Simcha, hence on Leil Yom Tov there's no Simcha? What's the Shaychus? Friday night, there's of course the mitzvah of Oneg, regardless of the fact that Erev Shabbos, there was no Chiv Oneg. So why, when it comes to mitzvah Simcha on Leil Yom Tov Rishon, do we say, oh, Erev Yom Tov, there's no Chiv Simcha, so therefore there's no Chiv Simcha Leil Yom Tov Rishon. We'll get to that svara in a few moments.
You just said that the last night is preceding, but the marriage is
well,
it's only one day.
So the Gemara is talking about Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Gemara is talking about Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. On Shavuos, you're right, there's only one day. But the Gemara talks about Leil Yom Tov Achor and is referring to the 7 days of Sukkos, followed by Shmini Atzeres night. That's the Gemara's reference to Leil Yom Tov Acharon. One looks at the Rambam, in Hilchos Yomtif Perak Vav, Halacha Yed Zayin, Halacha Yed Ches. And the Rambam says that throughout the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot / Shemini Atzeres, and other Yomim Tovim, such as Shavuos, for example, there is an obligation on an individual to be Sameach V'Tov Lev, says the Rambam. Not just the individual, but his children, his wife, his household members. And he quotes the Pasuk, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Either Rambam himself asks, but that Pasuk is referring to Karban Shlamim. So why am I quoting this halacha l'maisa now, b'zman ha-churban? If it's v'samachta b'chagecha is a reference to korban shlamim, so why is it relevant to us today? So Rambam says, even so, yesh b'chlal osa simcha, l'smoach hu'u banav u'bnei beso, kol echad ve'echad kara ilo. Rambam is saying that b'zman hazeh, we have no korban shlamim, we have no beis hamikdash, we have no mizbeach. Even so, the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha teaches me not just the chiv of karban shlamim, but also the chiv of simcha, whatever it is for each individual that brings them simcha. There is such a mitzvah on yomtiv. How so, says the Rambam? Well, children, you give them klayos, egozim, McDonald's, all sorts of treats. Women, you buy for them clothing, nice jewelry, as much as one can afford. And men, Ochlin basar, b'shosin yayin, eat meat, drink wine. So there's no karbanos, granted, but included in the mitzvah simcha of v'samachta b'chagecha is kol echa v'echad karo elo, meaning b'zman hazeh, meat and wine. So writes the Rambam. And the question becomes, one second, we just saw a moment ago in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, that there is no Simcha Min HaTorah on the first night of Yom Tif, even Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So why does Rambam say that throughout the 7 days of Pesach and 8 days of Sukkot, there is a Chi of Simcha? The first night should be excluded, according to the Gemara and Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph. And so, to answer that question, which is posed by the Minchas Chinuch, among others, Rabbi Yochum Olshin in his Sefer Yerech HaModim cites Chidush Reb Chaim al Ashas. Reb Chaim makes the following ha'ara. Reb Chaim says, and this is, I guess, an important yesod for the Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov. He says, look in the Gemara Pesachim, not Daf Ayin Aleph, but this time Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara Pesachim there says the following. The Gemara quotes a brisa that a person has to bring simcha on Yom Tov to his children and household members. B'samachta b'chagecha. How so? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Each individual, as is appropriate for them, men should drink wine, women nice clothing. And then the Gemara cites a brisa which says that b'zman hamikdash ein simcha ela b'basar. B'zman hamikdash you must eat basar because the pasuk says b'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham. V'samachta, and nowadays ain simcha ela b'yayin. So the Gemara goes back and forth. V'zman ha-mikdash, basar, v'zavachta. V'zman ha-zeh, anoshim broilhen, whatever is most appropriate for the individual, wine, clothing. Says Reb Chaim, what you see clearly from the Gemara is that there's two chiyuvim of simcha. There is the kiyum simcha, or the chiyuv simcha that is fulfilled through eating basar. And there is also the kiyum of simcha that is fulfilled through mundane enjoyment and pleasures, such as wine, clothing for women. And therefore, Reb Chaim argues as follows. When the Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph says that there is no chiyuv of simcha on the first night of Yom Tov, that's with regard to the chiyuv simcha of korbanos, of basar. That does not apply the first night of Yom Tov. But the other chi of simcha, b'roilahen, yayin, begadim, tachshitim, that applies not just b'zman hazeh, shlo b'zman hamikdash, but it also applies on the first night of Yom Tov as well. Now getting back to the question, what's the svar to say that there is no chi of simcha d'orais on the first night just because erev Yom Tov there was no chi of simcha? So according to Reb Chaim, who says that the exclusion that we're making with regard to the first night is to exclude the chi of simcha of korbanos and the chi of simcha of basar. So both Reb Chaim explains here in the Chiddush Agrach al Hashas in Sukkah Daf Memches, and also Mishnas Yavetz Reb Zolti in his Sefer in Simin Mem Aleph, I believe, explain as follows. The Kiyum Simcha of Achilas Basar Karbanos might be not just to eat the Karbanos, but also Zvicha Bishas Simcha. The Shechita of the Karbanos must also be during a time of Simcha. And so the first night of Yom Tov, you're eating Basar that you shechted when? During the day, Erev Yom Tov. During the day, there was no Chi of Simcha. So you can't have a Kiyum of Simcha of Achilas Basar at night if that Korban was shechted at a time when there was not yet any Chiyuv of Simcha. So Dafka on Yom Tov, the first night, when there's a Chiyuv Simcha of Achilas Basar Korbanos, and if we assume that the Kiyum of Simcha of Achilas Basar is not just through the Achila, but is also through the Zvicha Bishas Simcha, well, you can't have Zvicha Bishas Simcha if the Shechita is done on an Erev Yom Tov, on a weekday. The male of the first night also, there's no Chiyuv of Simcha of Achilas Korbanos if the Shechita was not done B'shas Simcha. So what emerges is the following, according to Rav Chaim's distinction. The Chi of Simcha d'oraisa does not apply on the first night of Yom Tov. That's only insofar as the Chi of Simcha of Achilas Basar is concerned. But the Chi of Simcha d'oraisa of Yayin, Begadim, Tachshitin, Megdonos, Kol Echad V'Echad Kfi Aroy Lehen, that would apply throughout Yom Tov. So if we now come back to our point of departure. So what was the argument we made to perhaps be lenient to eat the dairy seuda on Shavuos night as opposed to Shavuos morning? After all, isn't there a chiv of Simchas Yom Tov, which we assume in the times of the Mikdash meant Achilas Basar? And as we mentioned yesterday, even Bizman Hazeh, although Magen Avraham writes in Tafresh Sadevav, there's no chiv of Achilas Basar Bizman Hazeh. But in Taf Kuf Chavtes, he implies that there is at least a kiyum mitzvah Simcha through Achilas Basar Bizman Hazeh. But if we assume that the Mitzvah Simcha of Achilas Basar is not relevant the first night of Yom Tov. The first night of Yom Tov is a general Chi of Simcha, Kol Echad V'Echad Kfi Aroy Lehen, as Reb Chaim just explained. So then it makes a lot of sense. I understand why there's more Makom L'Hakel to eat the dairy seuda the first night as opposed to during the day. Because the first night, Shlo Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chi of Achilas Basar altogether. The first night, the Chi of Simcha is Dafka, a general Chi of Simcha of whatever you enjoy most. So I'm in the mood to have a dairy seuda Shavuos night because I want to stay up all night and I want to drink coffee with milk. I want to have my cheesecake. So I'm in the mood to have a dairy simcha, a dairy seuda of Shavuos night. So if that's what I enjoy, Shavuos night, so then, as Reb Chaim explained, there's no chiyuv of achilas basa the first night based on the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, but there's a general chiyuv simcha of kolachad kfir roilo. So that would be the makom to explain why one would be, I guess, advised, if you're going to choose which seuda to have your dairy meal, day or night, choose the night seuda as opposed to the day seuda. One last hara to add, which is, we've just explained the Shita Sarambam, based on Reb Chaim, that Bizman Hazeh, there's a Chi of Simcha Doraisa, of Simchas Yom Tov, throughout Yom Tov. Tosfos in Mor Katan, Daf Yudal, and Mabez, however, argues that Simchas HaRegel, Bizman Hazeh, is Drabbanon in its entirety. He says that the Chi of Simcha on Yom Tov D'oraisa is only through Shalmei Simcha, through Karbanos. Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Shalmei Simcha anymore, so there's no Chi of D'oraisa of Simcha Yom Tov altogether, says Tosfos. That's unlike the Rambam, who says there is a Chi of Simcha Bizman Hazeh D'oraisa. Tosfos says that the Chi of Simcha Bizman Hazeh would only be D'rabbanon. And then just to add one last closing point, even if when we assume that there is a Kiyum of Simcha through Achilas Basar, many poskim note that, well, since the Chiyuv Simcha of Basar Bizman HaMikdash was Shalmei Simcha, and maybe the Kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov through Achilas Basar Bizman HaZeh is based on that initial Chiyuv Simcha, that means it's Dafka through Basar Behema, beef, not through Basar Of, chicken. Chicken was not Karbanos. Shalmei Simcha was beef. And therefore, the mitzvah of Simcha of Achilas Basar would be Dafka Basar Behema and not Basar Of.